Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it's Dom time. Thrilled to talk again with the Attilus Gym guys, or one of them at least. I don't know if the other's in captivity or sparring with Fredo Cuomo today after last night's show. Let's go, I guess, to the gym and talk with Ian Smith, who's been on with us, and Rich, certainly, early on here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ian, welcome back to Talk Radio 1210. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Ian, what's your takeaway from last night's big sparring match with Fredo Cuomo? What did you come away with?
I think that Frank and I got our point across. I think that a big thing that nobody in the media, especially in the quote-unquote mainstream media, wants to talk about is that 50% of the deaths throughout the country are happening in long-term care facilities, and that is because of the policy of these same governors, Governor Murphy included, and Governor Wolf over there in PA, who have made very bad choices when it comes to nursing homes, yet they seem to like to place the blame on small businesses instead. You know, if they would have made better choices about protecting people in nursing homes, our numbers would be far lower, and they would not be as justified, even though I don't think they are justified, in locking the country down.
Yeah, exactly.
With half of the numbers.
That is the point that is irrefutable. Now, Ian, I taught in that school district before I did this. I don't know if I told you that when you were on before. And I was surprised that Belmar capitulated. In the beginning, they were just doing pro forma with you guys, you know, pretend that they have to do it officially. But it seems like Murphy really ratcheted it up, and Belmar now seems to be into it. What about the business license? What's happening with that?
So we received notice sometime late last week, I believe on Friday, that we were going to be in a hearing yesterday for the revocation of our business license. And that was postponed yesterday until next week because of the inclement weather. However, it seems kind of sudden. There's been no outreach at all from any Belmar officials, which leads me to believe that it's coming directly from pressure via Murphy. You know, it's pretty cut and dry that every public organization possible has been weaponized against us. First, it was the Belmar police. Then it was the county sheriffs. It was also the health department. He's weaponized the court systems against us. So it doesn't come as any surprise. And we're going to prepare and we're going to be ready to make a case. And I think we have a very, very strong one. And if they don't want to provide equal application under the law, there will be major lawsuits because there's a ton of businesses that are open that are not being persecuted in the way that we are, that are not following protocol or anything like that. And it's, and I think every business should be open. That was Frank and I's standpoint from the beginning. But for some reason, we're being targeted immensely by Governor Murphy, and they're folding to that pressure. So if they do fold to that pressure and they decide to take our business license, there will be major lawsuits to follow.
Now, equal application, and you've been a really good spokesperson on that, equal application under the law, that's the biggest thing that's here, and the full power of the state. I've had people, Ian, over the years, Joey Vento was a friend in South Philly, the cheesesteak thing. There was a similar thing. He had a sign, order in English, that sent off an international furor, and they moved heaven and earth to try to take him out. He ultimately won. And here's another one. The assistant or deputy attorney general said in one publication, we're going to fine you $10,000 a day, every day in violation, because you're well-heeled enough, you have that fund that people have contributed to because they see this as important. 10 grand a day? They're not doing that to anybody else.
No, and it's, you know, it's absurd. That's an absurd number. You know, even on a good day in our, you know, our business, keep in mind, we've only been in business for 14 months. On a good day, we break, you know, we break $1,200 in revenue. It's laughable. It's laughable. And in the court paperwork, the way that the Attorney General and Governor Murphy justified it is they can pay it because there's money in their GoFundMe. So
yes.
Essentially what they're doing is admitting to the fact that they are trying to cripple our ability to fight them legally by just taking all of our money. And it just highlights the absurdity of all of this, is that they're not interested in working with us. They're not interested in opening gyms. They're not interested in coming together for the greater good. They're just interested in power and control. And if we don't want to listen to their oppressive executive orders, it's punish, 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 destroy, destroy, destroy until, you know, we go away. But the reality is that we are not going away. And you can throw all the threats. You can throw threats of imprisonment. You can throw threats of $10,000 a day fines. It just makes you look bad. It makes you look like you don't want to work with it. We put out these public plans early. We put them out in May because we wanted government to look at them and say, hey, let's talk about this. And to date, they have not approached us to do something.
How did it feel, Ian Smith with us here, when Jim Jordan, wrestler, okay, extraordinaire, is wrestling with Dr. Fauci, and he said, if you guys were protesters, though, at the Attilus Gym, if you just say we're protesting when we're pumping iron, then everything would be okay.
You know, it's one of the most infuriating things has been the double standards and the hypocrisy that comes out of this. You know, if you're going to support protests and you're going to support people's right to do so, which I fully support, you have to do that equally. You can't pick and choose which protests you like. You can't say, I like these protests, but because you're a small business and you're protesting, I'm going to ticket you and fine you, and I'm going to punish you, and I'm going to arrest you. That is a gross violation of equal protection under the law. If you're going to allow one individual in this country or one group of individuals in this country to express themselves by their First Amendment rights, you have to apply that to everybody. There are no exceptions to that. That is cut and dry in the Constitution. And it's really alarming that these politicians seem to either be ignorant of the Constitution or just don't care.
Well, wait a minute now, Ian. You know, the governor on national TV said that's above his pay grade. Remember that with Tucker Carlson? So there's your answer.
I do remember, and I think that is it's that statement in and of itself should raise red flags for everybody, no matter where they fall on the political spectrum, because those are the founding principles of our country, and they're not flexible. They apply to everybody, and they are concrete, and that has been our argument from the beginning. And we're dealing with politicians who just don't care.
Well, you're in Jersey. That's exactly right. Now, my producer, Dan, has a great question for you. Heck of a beard that every time we see you, it seems to grow longer. He wants to know, what are your tips for growing a great beard? Because he's trying mightily.
It's not working.
It's pretty simple. You just don't shave.
Okay.
Oh, man, words of wisdom right there.
Is there any product you use to get that luxuriant look going, though?
Yeah, because it does get a little out of control. You start to look a little unruly, and you know, people might start handing you some change if you're walking around and you don't put some beard balm in there. So I use some. It's called Amish beard balm. Keeps it shiny and keeps it from looking like a rat's nest.
Good tip. That's the tip of the day. Now, where do people go, Ian Smith? What do they do if they still want to continue to support you? Because this is an enormous struggle. You're not going away. They're not going away. I don't see Murphy giving up on this because there's no pain, but there might be pain for these Belmar elected officials because you guys are very popular in that area and they're up for re-election at some point. And we'll see how people feel about all these double standards. So if people want to support, what do they do?
So one of the easiest ways to support, especially in a non-financial matter, is just to follow on social media, whether that be on the Attilus Jim Belmar Facebook or on Instagram. People can follow me at Ian Smith Fitness. I'm always posting updates, and it's immensely powerful when people just share the story. So it's not even about a financial contribution. It's keeping the story, you know, present and in front of people, both on the media and on social media, has kept us relevant and has shown people what we're dealing with and what kind of hypocrisy we're dealing with. So that's a super easy way. You can follow along, like I said, Ian Smith Fitness on Instagram. And then there are links on my Instagram and on the Attilus one. If people do want to donate and help contribute to the legal fund, there's a GoFundMe link there. People are stopping into the store all the time. We have T-shirts for sale. People are coming in and buying merchandise. We have a nutrition store inside. So any of those are fine. But like I said, the most powerful thing, I think, right now is to keep the story in front of everybody's eyes so that they can see what we're dealing with this gross misuse of government power.
Absolutely. Well, to be continued, Ian Smith, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.